And it is just about 2 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues, soul, Cajun, and Zydeco music at the Juke John for the last 34 and a half years. I'll be celebrating the 35th anniversary in early April. I just heard via email from Kelly in St. John's, a regular listener, and now she's got her brother who lives in Western Tennessee, and he is streaming the show tonight. It's his first episode. He's a big fan of the blues, and she's looking forward to going down to that part of the country and checking out Mississippi and wants to know if I have any suggestions for some blues sites. Well, I do, and I will let her know. She also wonders if Caitlin in Bay City is cooking in the kitchen tonight, as she often does. She hasn't checked in yet, so I will soon find out, I suspect. Also heard from Cousin Rich in Burton, and he said he caught most of these bands I'm playing tonight at Ypsilanti's Frog Island Festival. They had some great lineups at Frog Island. And I also heard from another listener in Millington, Keith from Millington. He said he's enjoying the show tonight, and he said he sure does miss those Night of Louisiana dances. And he was often there and out on the dance floor. And he remembers that it was right at the end of January when it typically happened for those 26 years. Thank you for dropping me a line. Let me know you're listening. Now we're going to turn to one of the premier, one of the best Zydeco bands working the circuit until a few years ago when Stanley Doral Jr., the leader of the Buckwheat Zydeco Band, he passed away at the age of 68 in 2016, but he was on the bill at Night of Louisiana back in about 1995, 96, in that general neighborhood, and we had a great time connecting with him, and the crowd absolutely loved him. And now, he grew up outside of Lafayette. He's from Lafayette, but he grew up outside of Lafayette, and he thought of Zydeco music as his father's music. That's daddy's music. That's not my music. Buck was born in 1947, so he's about 3 years older than me, and he was more into James Brown and funk and hip-hop music. And however, his talent on the accordion was developed by his father, who also played accordion. And when he had the chance to see Clifton Chenier in the Red Hot Louisiana Band, he said, "Man, I dig this stuff. This guy's hot." And he had the chance to audition for Clifton, and he became a member of the band playing the piano and the B3 in Clifton's band. Clifton was on the accordion. Well, let's turn to a couple of tracks from his years at Rounder. We're going to go back to 1983 on a couple of tunes, and here he is on Turning Point.
Got a hole in my shirt, sweet thing she'll mean. fâcher. Brava e sim, brava na barra. Brava e sim, brava na barra. Madame pira de não, madame pira de não, madame pira de não. Ei, madame pi, fais attention.
Buckwheat Zydeco Band, Stanley Buckwheat Durrell Jr., and a couple of tunes from 1983. We opened up with Turning Point, and we concluded with Madam Pete. In a minute, Baton Rouge blues man Larry Garner makes a request.
Hello, this is Larry Garner from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As we say down there, on vient de la Louisiane. And you're listening at the best blues, soul, and zydeco at the Juke Joint with the Duke of Juke, Mr. Robert Barkley, here on CMU Public Radio. Robert, spin something for me by Kenny Neal.
Truth hurt, you wanna tell her, but When you can't tell it like it is, you got to tell it like it ain't. Well, you only live once. When you did, you done. So don't feel bad about having a little fun. The truth hurts. No one claimed to be a saint. When you can't tell it like it is, you got to tell it like you ain't. Let me tell it like it is now.
Howling at the moon. How, 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 how.
on vocals, harp, and guitar by request of Baton Rouge blues man Larry Gardner. He said, "Hey, Robert, spin something for me by Kenny Neal." So I did. We heard the first track was titled The Truth Hurts, and that was recorded in 1990. The second tune, which we just concluded, was recorded in 1992, both of them for Alligator Records, and we heard a tune titled Howlin' at the Moon. Now, Kenny Neal is from a very musical family. His father, Rafel, was a Baton Rouge blues man and close friends with a couple of other guys from the Baton Rouge area. A buddy guy grew up down there, and he was friends with Rafel Neal. And Slim Harpo was another of Rafel's blues-oriented friends. So Kenny and his siblings had lots of exposure to the Baton Rouge blues scene. And Kenny's brother, the late Noel Neal, was at one time the bass player in Larry McRae's band out of Saginaw. So had crossed his path many times. Kenny Neal. Well, a moment ago, I mentioned that Kelly in St. John's was asking, "Hey, what's Kelly cooking in the kitchen tonight over there in Bay City?" And Caitlin dropped me a line and says, "Well, I'm not doing much cooking in the kitchen tonight because I made a batch of vegan veggie burgers last Sunday, and they were so good. I've got four more in the freezer," and she's heating them up right now, and that looks very impressive. She sends me photos of what she's cooking. So, very cool. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. Well, now I'm going to turn to a request that came in from Dave, who is from Ontario, but he spends his winters in the Rio Grande Valley in the town of San Benito. And he sent me a couple of Juke Joint t-shirt photos from down that way. And he said, "Hey, how about something by Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas?" Well, I don't have the tune he was looking for, so I'm going to have to spin that in my Mardi Gras show coming up in later in February. But Nathan is Nathan Williams. He's in his late 50s now from St. Martinville, Louisiana, and he was heavily influenced by Clifton Chenier and the Buckwheat Zydeco Band. And I mentioned earlier that he took his name, the name of a Clifton Chenier song, as the name of his band, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. And we heard Clifton doing Zydeco Cha-Cha earlier in the evening. Well, let's turn to a couple of tunes. Now, let me mention that Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas performed on Night of Louisiana back in about the late 1990s. Well, this is a pair of 1991 tunes for Rounder Records, and it's from a CD titled Your Mama Don't Know. And let's open up with the title track. That was Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas from their CD, Your Mama Don't Know. And we opened up with the title track. And we concluded with Outside People. You notice there was a tenor sax in there played by Dr. John Wilson. Tenor sax has been part of several or numerous Zydeco bands over the decades. Clifton Chenier had a guy named John Hart, or sometimes known as Blind John Hart, in his band. And Nathan and Zydeco Cha-Chas did the same. And Buckwheat Zydeco sometimes had a sax player in the band as well. Had great sound. The Blues Grammy Awards have been distributed earlier this evening. The traditional Blues Grammy went to Delbert McClinton for his CD last year titled Tall, Dark, and Handsome. The Contemporary Blues Grammy went to Gary Clark Jr. from Austin, Texas. His CD is titled This Land. And in the Americana album category, Keb Moe won for his CD titled Oklahoma. I have played tracks from those in the past year, and I will spin some more next Sunday night. In fact, I'll play two tracks apiece from those Grammy-winning CDs next Sunday night, as well as debuting new CDs that I have for you as well. So, I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. What's my highest priority? On Sunday night, you know where I'll be. From 8 to 11, I'll be spinning blues and soul music here at the Juke Joint. I hope you'll be joining me. Let's turn to another band, a Cajun band of young guys, the Lost Bayou Ramblers, put together by two Cajuns named Louis and Andre Michaud. And Michaud is spelled M-I-C-H-O-T, French pronunciation, Michaud. They appeared twice at Night of Louisiana over the years, and they also performed out at the Wheatland Festival. They were great fun, high energy, a younger generation. They were influenced by Western swing, rockabilly, and traditional Cajun music. Adding to their sound, Andre Michaud plays steel guitar on some of the tunes from the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Let's turn to their CD from 2005 titled Bayou Perdue, and we're going to open up with a tune titled Pine Island.
so why don't you pass me out of...
That was the Lost Bayou Ramblers from their CD from 2005 titled Bayou Perdue. And we just heard a tune titled Polite High Society. And we opened up with Pine Island. In a moment, I'm going to turn to a request from one of the people that I admire most in the record business, Chris Drakowitz. In fact, let me do that now.
Greetings, this is Chris Drakowitz of Arhuli Records. You're listening to the best blues, zydeco, and honky-tonk music at the Juke Joint with Robert Barclay on CMU Public Radio. Let's hear Clifton Chenier. How about that? Thank you.
By request from Chris Strakowitz of the Arhuli record label in El Cerrito, California. That was one of his big stars on the Arhuli label. That was Clifton Chenier, or Clifton Chenier, and the Red Hot Louisiana Band from their CD titled Sings the Blues. And we heard two tunes from it. Rosemary, which was a Fats Domino hit during the 1950s or 60s, and Clifton was envious of Fats Domino's R&B success on the charts. And we heard Cleveland, Clifton's brother, on the Rub Board. And we followed that with a song made famous by Memphis Minnie, Won't You Be My Chauffeur? Drive Me Around Town. Clifton Chenier. Well, I got time for one more tune, and we're going to turn to one of the most popular Zydeco bands to appear at CMU's Night of Louisiana Dances over the course of 26 years, Chubby Carrier. When I first met him, he was the drummer in Terrence Simeon and the Mallette Playboys band back in 1987, but his father, Roy Carrier, was a Zydeco accordionist, and he said, Chubby, if you're ever going to lead your band, you can't play the drums. You're hidden in the back. You got to get out front, which means I got to show you how to play the accordion. So Chubby took his dad's advice, and we had Roy Carrier come to Night of Louisiana once. Chubby was there twice. Let's go to a gig at Knuckleheads in Kansas City. Chubby Carrier.
Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going.
to listen to the Zydeco, and something occurred to me. Party, baby.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only 11:45.
That's Little Walter. Let me know it's time to close the doors of the Juke Giant, but stay right where you are because Mike Johnson is in next with Destination Out. By chance, during my Louisiana blues, Cajun, and Zydeco music, Little Walter is from Louisiana. Made famous in Chicago, but he's from Marksville, Louisiana. Again, I'll be here next Sunday night during the Super Bowl. You get a chance, tune in. Tune in the show and enjoy the football game as well. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.